To be honest, I thought that after having the surgery in the eyes, that was it, you know. But after having the surgery, it was the best thing I've done. You know, I actually can see again. But you know, not just that, even the passing away of my father, it really had an impact on me making the decision. You know, my father's always been in my corner, and he's always been there since day one, since I fought. But like I said, it's to return now.
You mentioned there the loss of your father, which happened all at the same time. And as you say, not just your father, but essentially your mentor. I understand in the last year or so since finishing up with boxing, you also suffered, I guess, with your health, putting on a lot of weight, ballooning to more than 150 kilos. But at some point, what happened to make you turn around and say that you were going to focus on your fitness and decide to actually look at getting back into fighting? What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, after I got, you know, getting the eyesight and all done, you know, then Dad passed away, like I said, everything just went downhill, and I used eating as an excuse, you know, just to not think about all the stuff. But, you know, when the fire's still burning inside you and telling you to get back into the game, you know, and watching, you know, all the heavyweights and watching Klitschko retiring and then seeing all the new, you know, there's about three or four new world heavyweight champions now, and when I fought Klitschko was the only champion, and they had all the belts in the world. And then just watching these guys, I can beat all these guys. I can beat all these guys, and now I had the problem with the weight. Like I said, I had that, still had that fire in the belly, and the only thing I know is boxing, you know, and I had to get back in there, and first thing is lose all this weight. Now losing all this weight, you know, I'm more determined, and like if I didn't have the fire, I wouldn't have lost the weight, and I wouldn't have been able to do what I did, but it was hard work. I'm so determined to get back in the ring, and not only that, but to win a world title. This time it's serious, you know. It's been serious from day one, and more determined this time.
To lose the amount of weight that you've had to in such a short period of time must have been quite an incredible challenge and task. How did you do that? And obviously, I guess being a boxer means you have to do a fair bit of training. So was that the key?
It is. It's definitely diet. Definitely diet and what you put in your mouth, and plus training. I was training twice a day. It was hard work just there when your body would, you need to give your body a rest. But diet is probably one of the main things as well. Like no matter what you do, and if you balance both of them out, plus training, the weight just falls off. I'm not on any supplements. I'm not on any, you know, people pay big money to go in for supplements and all this dietitians. You just work it out yourself. You know, you just do it at home and eat a lot of greens and drink water. But you just have to be honest. You know, you have a lot of people there who've got problems with their weight. The first thing they have to do is get up and do it. You know, they got to make that sacrifice. And if they don't, do it. And that's what I did. I looked at my kids, I looked at myself, and put it this way. When the day when I couldn't tie my shoelaces, it was the day that hit me in the head and in the eyes. That's it. I got to get up. And that's what I did.
I'm sure that story and that experience will provide a lot of motivation and inspiration for people, perhaps particularly in Samoa, where we see a big issue with non-communicable diseases as well. Your family there, I'm sure, very proud of you and what you've done. You mentioned before that you've still got the fire in the belly. You are returning this weekend. What are the plans for the short and medium term? Are you hoping to return to the top of world boxing?
Yeah, that's the whole plan. No, we're looking at quite every month now. Like I said, it's the best I've looked in a long time. I'm weighing just underneath 110. When I fought Klitschko, I was 114.7, nearly 115. And it's a big difference when you lose the weight. It's not how big you are. It's pretty much, you know, it's the speed. Speed kills. And that's the whole point, you know. I'm trying to lose. I want to keep going down a little bit more. And me and Noel Formby, who's my manager and my trainer, we're really focusing on having a fight every month. And we're looking at probably six fights, and we'll be back in the top 10, you know, everything takes time. You know, George Foreman fought for the heavyweight championship of the world, and he had like 20 fights before he got back up there, but he made a return, and he slowly, like, you can't just carry on from where you left off. You know, it's not the same. You got to start from the bottom again and slowly work your way to the top, and that's what we're doing. And hey, George Foreman did it, and I believe I can do it, you know, and I'm hungry. And I'm still young and I'm strong. I believe that we can bring a heavyweight championship or the world to Australia or to Brisbane. I mean, Jeff Horn did it. I believe we can bring a heavyweight championship to Australia too.
Well, absolutely, having that confidence is great to hear. Obviously, what forced you to retire was the situation and the threat that you might go blind if you continued to fight. Are you confident now that you won't cause any further damage to your eyes now that you're returning to the sport?
Yeah, no, I'm really confident with the eyes. I'm really happy with what the eyes are now. It's better than what it was, you know, 5 years ago, you know, better than when it was with the Klitschko fight. I thought that my eyes were normal, that they're both blurry, but after the Klitschko fight and then I had another fight, it was getting worse. Got to the stage where I couldn't read, you know, the addresses, and plus I couldn't read the number plate of the car in front of me. And when I went and saw the specialist, that's when it hit me, when they told me that my right eye is going blind and my left eye is coming and going that way too. So I had to make the choice, and you know, that wasn't the only reason why I hung the gloves up the first time. It's, you know, I spoke to my dad on a Thursday, and Dad told me, "Look, son, you know, you've done things that, you know, a lot of my kids haven't done, and you reached, and you made me proud." And then the next, you know, next 5 hours, my father passed away, and it was a big shock for me. You know, like, I speak to Dad on the Thursday and he dies 5 hours later, you know. So I think Dad was waiting to tell me, you know, just to hang him up. But I got unfinished business. I want to make the return, and I want to fulfill the dream, and I want to fulfill, you know, my promise to my dad that I will be a real champion.